This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's mind control. Mind control. Corruption of your thoughts. Destruction of your soul. Mind control.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Roger Stone joining us here, but we have a hurricane in Florida that has just made landfall at Panama City Beach. The flooding is already disastrous, and Sean is calling in from Florida. He's just an hour inland. So I wanted to go to Sean here, just get an update of what the weather is like an hour inland. Sean, what's it looking like for Florida right now?
Yes, sir, Owen. I'm actually in Milton, which is a small part of Pensacola. I'm about 2.5 hours from Panama City, where it's made landfall, Michael. Looking out my window, you know, like I said, 2.5 hours away, you really can't see a whole lot. You know, there's not trees blowing around. It's nothing. I mean, you wouldn't know that there's a hurricane 2.5 hours away that's blowing 150 miles an hour, put it that way, where I'm at. So I'm actually safe and got a lot of family that's in this area. We're all safe, but anybody in the Panama City area, if you didn't evacuate, well, I sure hope you got your stuff together because it's nasty. And I don't feel like it got the attention that it needed here locally and how strong this storm was going to be.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. It becomes a news phenomenon more than anything. And because this wasn't a news phenomenon, it seemed like nobody really cared, and it just sprung up on people.
Exactly. Exactly. That's it. I'll give a quick shout out. SpaghettiModels.com, Mike's weather page. He's became very familiar or very popular in the last several years since 2004. He does his own basically website, and he takes all the radars from all over the place and puts them on one page, really easy to see. He's been saying the same thing that, you know, he doesn't know what the deal is with Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, you know, our area, Escambia County, the furthest western part of the panhandle, not given the storm the coverage it needs, period.
It just didn't have the human interest. It just didn't have the ratings. Other stuff did, Sean. Thank you so much for the call. And Roger Stone joins me. He's also he's in South Florida, so the hurricane storm is going to miss him. But we bring Roger Stone in now. What do you think of that, Roger? Why the lack of media coverage on this deal?
Well, there's so much going on, Owen, between the Kavanaugh struggle, the extraordinary comments of Hillary Clinton today, essentially starting a civil war in America, the startling revelations by the general counsel of the FBI that Rod Rosenstein was entirely serious when he talked about entrapping the president of the United States on a wire in order to take him down under the 25th Amendment is just a lot of breaking news. And I think with all of these national events, many people have not caught on to the fact that one of the most powerful hurricanes in history is about to hit the northern portion of Florida. This, of course, is the district of Congressman Matt Gaetz. I know that Gaetz is very closely monitoring the situation, that he is in constant communications with all of the federal agencies involved to ensure that there are no delays in getting people help they may need, backstopping the president. I know the president and Governor Rick Scott are very focused on this coming emergency. And Floridians are somewhat used to this. We're a hardy lot down here. I can say that we're not expected to feel the results here in South Florida other than some winds and a stiff rain, but our prayers and our best hopes go out to our friends and fellow Floridians to the north.
What do you make of Hillary Clinton's comments, Roger? You know, I think that she's such a desperate woman. She hopes that she can start a civil war, maybe to distract from all the crimes that she may be convicted of in the near future.
Well, I can sum this up really in one big word: greed. The Clintons are epically greedy. Not only is Hillary a short-tempered, foul-mouthed, self-centered kleptocrat, but she has still not gotten over her defeat at the improbable 2016 election. And she hopes to try to re-engineer this, foment the impeachment of our president, and perhaps take another shot at the Oval Office. We're going to cover this in great length on the other side, Owen, when we continue the Alex Jones Show. But I really think this is about the money. The real question is, with these criminals, how much is enough?
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, taking the baton from my colleague, Owen Schroyer, and you're on The Alex Jones Show. In the 40 years in which I've been involved in American politics, I have never seen anyone quite so tone-deaf as Hillary Clinton. She entered the 2016 campaign as a heavy favorite. She outraised and outmaneuvered her opponent, Senator Bernie Sanders. We now know, thanks to the WikiLeaks disclosures, that she had to cheat Senator Sanders in order to win the Democratic nomination. That's an extraordinary piece of information in view of the fact that Senator Sanders wasn't even a registered Democrat when his campaign began. Then she overcompensated and was enormously overconfident in what she thought would be an easy election against Donald Trump. She was drubbed in at least three debates, and then, still counting on victory, she made the misstep of denouncing the president's supporters as deplorables, an enormous self-inflicted wound. But now, improbably, she just doesn't know when to get off the stage. You see, in the 1980s, when we had a monolithic media, three networks, two fledging cable news networks, it was much easier to stifle the real news. Women like Juanita Broderick could be muzzled, and their story would never be widely told. But by 2016, we had a robust, vibrant alternative media, of which InfoWars was the flagship, and therefore the truth about Hillary Clinton's abuse of Bill Clinton's sexual assault victims became common knowledge. My book, The Clintons' War on Women, which is available right now at the InfoWars.com store, is the definitive opposition research dump on the criminal career of Bill and Hillary Clinton and their greedy little daughter, or I should say, her greedy little daughter, Chelsea. Then, even my mind was blown by this interview by Hillary that was hit the waves this morning. Let's roll that.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. That's why I believe if we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again. But until then, the only thing that the Republicans seem to recognize and respect is strength.
Well, there you have it. It is a license for violence. It's a declaration of war. It's one of the most irresponsible things I've ever seen anyone in politics do. But perhaps Hillary is just warming up for her coming tour. That's right. The Clintons, Bill and Hillary, are going on tour with tickets going for as much as $700 apiece. It's amazing that these people hope to cash in. Let's take a look at that actual schedule. The date that comes to the most interest for me is October 23rd. October 23rd, we will be having the rally for civility, the rally against Hillary on the very day that she comes to Florida. That's at Galuppi's restaurant right here in Pompano Beach, October 23rd. You can go to eventbrite.com for tickets. I will be headlining that rally. On the other end of the state, Hillary Clinton will be in town to help sink the Democratic ticket of Andrew Gillum for governor and the comatose Bill Nelson for the U.S. Senate. I can understand why the Gillum and Nelson forces would want Barack Obama to visit Florida, but Hillary Clinton's visiting this state where, based on every poll, she's underwater with a net unfavorable really begs the question. But if you look at the actual schedule, this today is a call to action. I think it is incumbent on patriots to come out and greet Bill and Hillary Clinton. Notice that she will be on November 18th in Las Vegas, Nevada, on December 4th in Sugar Land, Texas, on April 11th at the Beacon Theater in New York City, on April 12th at the Fox Theater in Detroit, on April 13th in Philadelphia, on April 26th in Wallingford, Connecticut, my native state, on April 27th in Washington, D.C., on April 30th, Boston, Massachusetts, and so on. May 3rd, Seattle, Washington. May 4th, Inglewood, California. Now, you can go to the Infowars.com store now, where we are back ordered on our epic, iconic Clinton rape t-shirts. We're going to struggle to get the iconic Bill Clinton rape whistles back in circulation. We sold out of them, folks, in November of 2016. You're going to need both of these for your peaceful, entirely peaceful protest of the Clintons' raping of the political system. $700 to listen to Hillary Clinton make excuses about why she lost the election. She's blamed Bernie Sanders. She's blamed the Democratic Party. She's blamed men who told their wives how to vote. She's blamed everyone but the obvious victim. That would be Hillary Clinton herself. You see, they thought they could hide their lurid past. But with InfoWars as the flagship and a robust alternative conservative media, the Breitbarts, the Daily Callers, the Gateway Pundit, Town Hall, and so on, it's impossible to suppress the truth. And the Clintons, I think, have made yet another step. Now, many people ask me, as I go out on the speaking stump, whether Hillary is going to run again in 2020. Run? The woman can barely walk. When she collapsed in 70-degree heat in New York City, it was shortly after she put out a press release accusing Alex Jones and Roger Stone of making up lies about her health. This doesn't explain why her head snapped around like a demon, why she has multiple coughing fits, why even Bill Clinton admitted in a CBS interview, later edited, that she collapses constantly. I don't think she has the physical fortitude or the stamina for another presidential campaign, but we can hope. To win the Democratic nomination, she'll have to steal it again because the Democrats recognize that the Clintons' days are over. But she may be able to command enough money and enough allegiance among the fanatics to be nominated yet again. We can only hope. If Hillary Clinton is the nominee of the Democratic Party, Donald Trump will beat her like a drum. You're on the Alex Jones Show, and I do need to point out to you yet again that the precursor for an attempt to remove our president, the precursor for a Hillary Clinton candidacy, a revenge candidacy, is the silencing of InfoWars. There's no question about it, folks. Number one in the globalist game plan is to shut Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer and David Knight and Roger Stone and Rob Dew and Millie Weaver and so many others who bring you the tough investigative reporting here at InfoWars down. You see, they need to silence us. That's why we need your support right now. Please go to the InfoWars.com store. If you are not in the market for one of our great nutraceuticals, if you're not looking for a book or a t-shirt or any other of our great products, well, then you can still help the war for freedom. Go to the donate button. We'll show you where it is. And send your contribution today for $100, $75, $50, $25. Yes, some InfoWarriors have sent as much as $1,000. They know when you contribute to InfoWars, it doesn't go in Alex Jones's pocket. It goes right back into the InfoWars network to expand our new studios, to hire new people, and to fight the outrageous harassment lawsuits that are meant to smear us as a provocation for removing us from social media. I'm Roger Stone. We're on the Alex Jones Show, and we're just getting started.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon Loaf. covers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
My fellow American, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm Roger Stone, back in the saddle at the Alex Jones Show. Some of you may remember that an Obama-backed group called the Project for Democracy sued me and others in Washington, D.C., claiming, stop me if you've heard this, the Russians hacked the DNC, gave the allegedly hacked emails to WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks gave them to Julian Assange. Julian Assange gave them to Roger Stone. And Roger Stone gave them to Donald Trump or the Trump campaign. Fiction. A fairy tale. A claim for which there is no evidence whatsoever. Not in the hands of Robert Mueller. Not in the hands of the lawyers for the DNC. When pressed in that lawsuit for evidence, they turned over fake news clippings from the Huffington Post and other fake news outlets as if that sufficed as evidence. Well, that lawsuit was dismissed. Now, Project Democracy has refiled that suit on behalf of three DNC employees in Richmond, Virginia, a different venue. And The Atlantic has now reported that the Trump campaign has responded in those legal proceedings by saying that exploiting hacked emails is free speech. What they don't tell you is that the Project Democracy dropped Roger Stone from that lawsuit, that I am not a defendant in the new suit, and the exploiting of published material that's already online is certainly within the public domain. Here is my prediction. The three employees of the DNC will lose again. Now, in other legal matters, the Democratic National Committee is proceeding with their lawsuit, this one filed in New York City, against me, against the Trump campaign, against the Republican National Committee, against the Russian state, against Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, against Donald Trump Jr., the president's son, against the Republican National Committee, against the GRU, against Vladimir Putin, against Julian Assange, against WikiLeaks. I don't know, I think they threw Bozo the Clown in there as well. This is another baseless lawsuit, but strangely enough, of all those defendants, only the lawyers that represent me, the same incredibly effective lawyers who won dismissal of the Project Democracy suit, Grant Smith and Rob Bushell, have the brains to ask for discovery and inspection of the DNC computer servers. This, of course, will lead to answering the $64 million question about whether the DNC was ever hacked by the Russians or anyone else. Although Chris Cuomo seemed rather incredulous when I said this on his show, the forensic evidence published in the New Republic it tends to indicate the exact opposite. In fact, there is more forensic evidence that would indicate that the purloined material from the DNC was downloaded to some type of portable drive and spirited out the back door by the name we're not allowed to say, Seth Rich, a man whose murder continues to be unsolved. For those who say, oh, he was murdered in the course of a routine robbery, explain why his money, his wallet, and his jewelry were all intact. No, this was a political assassination by parties unknown. You see, they don't want an inspection of those servers because it will finally reveal whether they were hacked or not. In fact, don't be shocked to learn, when we get to this turn in the legal proceedings, that the servers no longer exist, that they've been bleached, kind of like Hillary Clinton's email server was bleached. She even joked about it. This is the same evil witch who joked about hitting Julian Assange with a drone strike in order to kill him, except for it wasn't a joke. The reason that Assange, who is nothing but a crusading journalist who operates in the great American tradition of journalism, finding information that is of public value, certifying its accuracy and authenticity, and publishing it, like the Washington Post and the Pentagon Papers, for example. But some in the media and on the left have sought to criminalize the activities of Assange and WikiLeaks. I'm not sure what his crime would be, yet they speak of extraditing him to the United States. Would somebody please straighten Jeff Sessions out about this? Well, first you better wake him up. Then you can straighten him out. If he goes into an immediate tirade about arresting people for using medicinal marijuana, don't be shocked. If he tries to talk to you about asset forfeiture before you've been convicted of any crime, well, that's our Jeff Sessions, the comatose Attorney General of the United States. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, a giant controversy growing over the avoidance of testimony by Rod Rosenstein. You remember him. He's the guy that the New York Times reported only days ago was supposedly proposed wearing a wire in order to entrap the President of the United States in order to remove him under the 25th Amendment. According to the New York Times, multiple sources confirmed that Rosenstein was not kidding and that he was deadly serious. But that didn't stop NBC from reporting that it was all a joke. But it wasn't a joke. Then shrewder heads like Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and others suggested that perhaps the president should not fire Mr. Rosenstein ahead of the coming election. In retrospect, I have to agree with that. But the question of Mr. Rosenstein's conflicts of interest, his prior relationship with Robert Mueller and James Comey, and the fact that the recommendation to the president that Comey be fired is one of the matters under investigation by Mueller himself, poses an existential conflict of interest that has yet been to be presented to the American courts. Rosenstein has bought himself time. And on the other side, we're going to talk about how that might play out in front of the U.S. Supreme Court before it's all over. In the meantime, every poll I have seen points to a resurgent Republican Party. And in the wake of the character assassination lynching of Judge Brett Kavanaugh, Republicans are awake and energized. Talk by Congressman Jerry Nadler and Senator Hirono about impeaching Kavanaugh just eggs our people on and torques up our intensity. I'll be right back.
It's really hard. hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality
from InfoWarsStore.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
The front lines of the information war. It's Roger Stone. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
That is the master of the Stratocaster. Yes, indeed, B.B. King, perhaps the greatest guitarist of all time, bringing us in. So, Rod Rosenstein, the de facto Attorney General of the United States, was scheduled to testify this week before the House Judiciary Committee. We have just learned from CNN that that testimony has been postponed. Reading Mr. Rosenstein's testimony back in December, it's not surprising. He's got a lot of splaining to do, and he doesn't want to do it under oath, certainly not before the election. Congressman Matt Gaetz, a great friend of mine, has quoted as saying that he had returned to Washington from Florida in preparation for this hearing. He is, of course, on high alert regarding the hurricane that is about to hit his district, and he wants to be in a position to ensure immediate federal assistance should it be needed. But when he learned that the hearing had been postponed, he said, and I quote, "Chairman Goodlatte has been playing hide-and-seek with some of us on the interview scheduling for several weeks." You'd think after the FBI top lawyer said the current deputy attorney general was serious about overthrowing the president that we might issue a subpoena, hold a hearing, conduct oversight, actually do our job. That would be a refreshing change for Congress. I understand the frustration of Congressman Gaetz. He's absolutely right. The president, meantime, treated Mr. Rosenstein to a ride on Air Force One, announcing that he didn't really know Rod Previous very well, but they got along quite well, and he had no plans to fire him. For now, we shall see. As a 40-year student of American politics, Mr. Rosenstein is without any question the worst rat since, oh, I don't know, John Dean. The fact that he has played keep away and sought to prevent the Congress, a co-equal branch of government, from having full access to the information pertaining to the FISA warrants that were used to illegally and unconstitutionally spy on Donald Trump's campaign, a crime that makes Watergate pale in comparison, tells you where he is in this criminal conspiracy. The New York Times reported that Rosenstein was upset, depressed, angry, furious when the president made his memo advising the president on how and why FBI Director James Comey should be terminated public. You see, Rosenstein thought he could knife his buddy Comey in the back and nobody would know, that he could play both sides, but he was exposed. So his make-good was the appointment of Robert Mueller. Now, Mr. Mueller's authority has been questioned before the courts, but not properly, in my opinion. You see, the special counsel law that used to be on the books has expired. And therefore, my longtime associate and wingman, Andrew Miller, has been fighting a subpoena from Mr. Mueller, a blatant violation of his constitutional Fourth Amendment rights. As Mr. Miller made clear in an incredibly lucid radio interview with Michael Caputo on WBEN in Buffalo yesterday, reported by CNN, Mr. Miller has no evidence or knowledge of Russian collusion or WikiLeaks collaboration or any other illegal act on my behalf. He points out that I was taunting and punking and posturing on my Twitter feed in order to taunt the Democrats and, yes, to sell books. Yet Mr. Mueller has sought to subpoena Mr. Miller and drag him before a grand jury in Washington, D.C. Miller points out that that puts an onus of expense and time on him. The claim by CNN that the special counsel's office reimburses witnesses who must come to Washington is misleading fake news. They reimburse a small portion of your expense. Ask Kristen Davis, my longtime friend, who the special counsel slapped with the cost of a lawyer, travel, and child care for her trip to Washington, D.C., in which she told the grand jury that she also had no evidence of Russian collusion or WikiLeaks collaboration or any other misdeed on my part. Now, Miller's appeal of the subpoena goes before a three-judge panel, an appeals court in D.C. And this is very important, where his lawyers expect to lose. That court is stacked with a Clinton and an Obama nominee, and we don't expect them to win at that level. Miller's lawyers say they will then appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Should that happen, I may even file amicus, because it is important that somebody point out the inherent conflicts of Mr. Rosenstein. You see, the courts have ruled to date that the appointment of Mr. Mueller is proper, even though there is no special counsel law in place, because he has the oversight of an elected official, Donald Trump, and an official appointed by an elected official, Rod Rosenstein. No one has ever addressed the fact that the president and Mr. Rosenstein are both materially involved in the very matter that Mr. Mueller is investigating, and therefore they both have an inherent conflict. This was not raised by Mr. Miller's lawyers, nor was it raised by the Concord lawyers, the attorneys representing the Russian company that has also filed amicus challenging Mr. Mueller's authority. But I believe it will ultimately be raised. The real question, of course, is why is Mueller himself responding to the challenge by Miller in the courts? Why isn't the Justice Department responding to that? In fact, since the question is over Mr. Mueller's authority, why isn't he put in a box and the Justice Department's Solicitor General responding to this legal action? No, folks, this is a fraud upon the people. The investigation is what the president says it is, a witch hunt. Normally speaking, a special counsel is appointed when a crime has been identified and for some reason the Department of Justice has a conflict of interest in the prosecution of that identified crime. But in the case of the Russian collusion delusion, no crime has been identified. 2 years and $17 million in, Special Counsel Robert Mueller has identified low-level, ham-handed, ineffective Russian meddling in our election. Nothing on the scale of our meddling in the recent Israeli election or the massive tax dollars spent for the election of Boris Yeltsin in the former USSR. So, this entire saga is to be continued. Watch that lawsuit closely. Expect a defeat at the appeals court level, and then we'll see if the U.S. Supreme Court, as newly constituted, will hear this important case. You're on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Roger Stone. My advice to you is go right now to the Infowars.com site and get your copy of Stone's Rules. This is my newest book. It is a field manual for success. It is the latest book, and under a special offer that we offer through InfoWars, if you take this book and you mail it to me, I will gladly, at my own expense, personalize it, autograph it, and mail it back to you. It will be my pleasure. On the other side, we'll bring up the address where you can mail your copy of Stone's Rules. But remember, this special offer only available for InfoWarriors.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live.
Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. You're on the Alex Jones Show, and we're bringing you the very latest political news, not to mention updates on the horrific hurricane that is poised to hit the Florida Panhandle shortly. I want to tell you that my colleague Rob Dew and I will be up next on the War Room. We're going to be taking some of your calls and further breaking down the most up-to-date political news. For those of you who missed it, the day before yesterday, Lori Gregory was on bringing us the very latest information regarding not only the war against mandatory vaccinations, but also an extraordinary effort by the health department officials in this administration to limit stem cell therapy. Yes, an extraordinary therapy in which a person's own stem cells are used to enhance their physicality and their health. For some extraordinary reason, the Trump administration seems to be committed to outlawing this extraordinarily successful therapy. Now, members of my own family have benefited from stem cell therapy for conditions such as arthritis. I know firsthand that it works. What could be unhealthy or inappropriate about the use of one's own stem cells? You have to scratch your head and wonder about how much of this the president knows. I recognize that he is focused on much larger issues, the confirmation of Judge Brett Kavanaugh, the unprecedented attempt to lynch Judge Kavanaugh, the peace talks with North Korea, which the president keeps speaking hopefully about. Remember, he knows more than we do. It is kind of funny when his critics say, what's taking so long? What's taking so long? You had 75 years, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush. You couldn't even get the North Koreans to open the door and sit down with you. The president's made unprecedented strides towards peace. We should never be afraid to meet, to talk, if the objective is peace. That's the importance of this administration and their focus. But one wonders about their continued appointment, the president's continued appointment, to mandatory vaxxers to virtually every public health and health-oriented position in this administration. The head of the FDA, a fellow named Gottlieb, he favors mandatory vaccinations. We'll talk about this and more coming up on the War Room. In the meantime, it is extraordinary to watch the Democratic Party self-immolate. They don't seem to know when they're beaten. The attempted lynching of Brett Kavanaugh has been very narrowly averted, but only averted by one single vote. But not knowing when they're beat, the Democrats have incredibly now doubled down. Congressman Jerry Nadler of Manhattan, who's in line to become the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee in the unfortunate event that the Democrats win control of the House, has already announced that he will subpoena the Department of Justice, that he will subpoena the FBI, in essence admitting what we all know. They will seek the impeachment of Judge Kavanaugh. On what basis? Hard to say. There is no evidence, no proof, no eyewitnesses, no corroboration of the unfounded charge that Judge Kavanaugh is guilty of sexual assault or even worse, gang rape. This is a vile smear. But should we go there, I'm hopeful that the House Republicans on that panel will ask Dr. Ford about her connections to the Central Intelligence Agency, and we can get at who exactly her lawyers were. I'd also like to know, as the president has raised, the question of who leaked the Ford connection to Senator Feinstein. It's amazing that the double standard of justice that is held out for the Democrats. Dick Blumenthal, senator from my native state of Connecticut, actually has the nerve to read the Latin interpretation of the legal maxim that if a person is judged to have lied about one thing, well, then it's reasonable to assume that they have lied about everything. Senator Blumenthal, you lied about serving in Vietnam. You lied about it in every single one of your campaigns for Attorney General, for the State Senate, and for the U.S. Senate. It was a long-term lie. Can we now assume that you have lied about everything? Senator Hirono, she says men should just sit down and shut up. But when U.S. Senator Daniel Inouye, Democrat of Hawaii, the senior Democrat in the Democratic machine that has dominated Hawaiian politics, was accused of sexual assault by Lenore Kwok, a hairdresser, Hirono, then in her 12th year in the Hawaii legislature, said absolutely nothing. That's right. She was the one who shut up in the face of claims of sexual assault. I guess it wasn't politically correct. And then there's Spartacus. Yes, Cory Booker, The Empty Suit. I have a book coming out called Spartacus, The Real Cory Booker Story, at the end of October, that outlines his epic corruption, dysfunction, and failure as the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. As the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, he, of course, lived in Greenwich Village, New York. But as the mayor, a city water authority, the Watershed, voted to give $600,000 to Cory Booker's law firm. Booker claimed that he was unaware of this payment, but an examination of the minutes of that authority shows Booker as present and voting in favor of the $600,000 award. Of course, Booker's law firm quickly paid the money to, you got it, Cory Booker. Then Mayor Booker said, well, it was the buyout from his firm. No, wait. It was deferred compensation. No, wait a minute, that's wrong. In other words, he lied. This is graft, pure and simple. If Cory Booker were a Hispanic Republican, he'd be in the pokey right now, in the slammer. But he survives because he is a liberal Democrat and an empty suit. He made a fool of himself in the Senate hearings, and now he hopes to be able to base a presidential candidacy on that performance. Spartacus, wait till you read my book. You're going to love it. It'll be available at the Infowars.com store towards the end of October. Also coming up, Woodward and Bernstein, the godfathers of fake news, which I expose the fact that Bob Woodward has essentially lied about everything in his political career. He lies about his own background as a naval intelligence officer, where he briefed members of the Nixon White House staff. He lies about the identity of Deep Throat. He lies about Watergate. He lies about Iran-Contra. He lies about an interview with FBI Director Bill Casey that literally never took place. He lies about the late comic genius John Belushi. In fact, his entire life is a lie. His journalistic career is a lie. And he lies repeatedly in his latest book. So you can look for both of those, Woodward and Bernstein, The Godfathers of Fake News by Roger Stone and Tyler Nixon, and coming up right behind it, Spartacus, The Real Cory Booker Story. Look for them at the Infowars.com store soon. But while you're at it, go to the Infowars.com store right now and grab your copy of Stone's Rules, my field manual for success, whether you're in business, politics, tech, or any other avocation. And if you grab that book at Infowars now and mail it to me at this address, P.O. Box, well, that's not the right address, but it'll still work, 1007 North Federal Highway, number 166, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33304. It will be my pleasure to sign it and return it to you personalized. We have an updated Hollywood, Florida address, but both addresses are still good, and you can still have time to get in on this offer. Coming up now on the War Room with my colleague Rob Dew, we're going to be breaking down today's political news, an update on the hurricane, and taking your calls. We'll see you on the other side. Victory or death.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.